time with Purdue and Illinois. Jaden Ivey is very good. Not hard to see why. Here he goes. Not hard to see why. Jeez, right on cue. But not hard to see why he's going to be a top, you know, he's going to be a lottery pick. Super twitchy, quick, you know, really, really elite athleticism. You just don't see that very much. So that's, and the guy on the other side, who, if you're thinking about just like what's his situation at the next level, Kofi Coburn, who fouled out of this game, like, Kofi Coburn, if he wanted to be, and I would recommend this for him. He should be a 4-year player. Because I just don't know if he has a future in the, he's not exactly what you see in the NBA right now. Not particularly mobile. Not a great shot blocker. But just a monstrous human being for the college level. Can't really, you know, definitely can't step out, so can't play more than 5 feet away from the basket.
Be a legend in college.
Yes.
If something happens after that, great, live it up.
Guys should do that. We should see more of that. But I don't know. I don't know what his plan is for post school. I mean, this is his third year at Illinois, so he's got one more. Might as well do the full thing. And he's been basically the same player throughout his 3 years so far at Illinois.
Ivy has all of Purdue's 6 points here in overtime.
Yeah. I mean, Purdue is one of those teams that you give a hard time to in March because it always seems like they go out earlier than they should.
Yeah.
They never looked like this before.
Correct.
This is different. They would, at the moment, I think, they just feel like they have the best makeup for a potential national championship team at this point for me. Two super big bigs. I mean, Edie's just big, and they start him, Travion Williams, over experienced guy in the Big Ten. And then Edie, and then all the shooters around him, like Stefanovic. They just have so many options. So many places to go with the basketball.
Two losses at Rutgers and versus Wisconsin. I think we kind of throw the Rutgers loss out as an anomaly.
The rack. The rack got to him.
Yeah.
Or the new Jersey Mike's Center, I suppose. Jersey Mike's Arena.
Wisconsin, always a tough game. They're going to make it ugly.
Yep. That's a good team. Look at Curbelo. All right, so it's 77-76 now with 1:16 to go in overtime. This has been a very, very fun afternoon watch for us. Okay. If you watch the NFL, really over the last few weeks, you may have noticed an influx of Taco Bell commercials.
I have, yes.
So one of these Taco Bell commercials, or you also may have noticed an influx of Apple Watch commercials, but we won't talk about those. Those are more depressing than anything. Also, seemingly a warning, if I don't have an Apple Watch, I may die.
Yeah, you might drown.
Yeah.
You probably will drown, as a matter of fact.
Right.
But yeah, there's two Taco Bell commercials running right now. There's the one for the three burritos, and that's not the one you're talking
about. That is not the one I'm talking about.
There's a guy with the other one.
There's a guy and a girl that are sitting on a couch. And, you know, they're talking about their taco. They each have a plethora of Taco Bell items in front of them on the coffee table, sitting down for lunch. And the woman decides that she is going to trade her small bag of tortilla chips for the man's Crunchwrap.
Yeah.
And then she takes the Crunchwrap, and the camera shows the spread on the coffee table in which she already has a Crunchwrap. She doesn't need two Crunchwraps.
Let's not talk about fair trade, unfair trade, because it's clearly an unfair trade.
It's definitely an unfair trade. But, she just doesn't need the second Crunchwrap.
Yeah, and then she also has that item already. Mm-hmm. It's very observant by you, because I did not notice this until I read it on the rundown sheet for
everyone,
today.
Everyone should just watch this commercial and tell me that this isn't the most ridiculous thing that you've ever seen. The trade itself, yes. Josh, it makes no sense.
Chips for a Crunchwrap, and that's guy like, got hosed.
Right, that's part of the joke. Mm-hmm. Like she, you know, that's what the commercial's trying to say.
We're in a relationship. I own you.
Right. But then to find out that she already has a Crunchwrap that she hasn't eaten. She may have more, if you watch a commercial, she may have more than one Crunchwrap already. She's just adding to her stack of Crunchwraps.
I am amassing Crunchwrap wealth over here.
If that's the currency, then, you know, she's got all of it.
Heady play by her. She's a strong businesswoman.
Well, maybe she'll just take that Crunchwrap and trade it off for some other bigger food item.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's the play.
Give you two Crunchwraps for your taco 12-pack.
Yep.
And then she's got 12 tacos.
Mm-hmm.
And she can make 12 separate deals and build an empire.
Yeah, it's like starting with a ball of yarn or something like that and trading your way all the way up to a Crunchwrap.
Did you read the story from a few years ago? The guy had the red paper clip, and he traded it and kept building and building and building until he traded for a house.
A house. I didn't see that one specifically.
Yeah.
I have seen a couple of them. People try to do this on TikTok,
mm-hmm.
and it's cheating because what happens is we have a tie game, by the way, with 8 seconds in overtime.
Wow.
We're going to not say what's happening right now.
Yeah, we're not going to illegally disseminate, but yes. We will tell you that we're headed to double overtime.
That is correct. Well done. All right. More fun in Champaign. They try to do this on TikTok, but they cheat because, like, after a while it goes viral. A guy will start with a paperclip or some very small, like a needle or something like that. And he'll trade it, you know, he'll do the normal thing. He'll trade up 4 or 5 times to the point where he has like a trading card or something like that. It's like, yeah, you could have this. But then somebody will step in and, like, give him a donation. Yeah. It's like, you can have this thing that nobody would ever trade for, you know, why would I give this up? Because they want to get some clout. They want to be on the talk.
My dad had a Pontiac Firebird. I don't really have any use for it. I love what you're doing over here, man. Here, take my Pontiac Firebird.
Exactly.
I'll
trade it to you for $8.
I'll take the baseball and you can have the Firebird.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, come on. That's not fun. It's not fun for it. And then he takes the Firebird and trades it for, you know, a house.
Yeah. It's not genuine.
It's not equal.
It accelerates the climb.
Doesn't add up.
Yeah. But yeah, very smart observation by you.
Thank you. I watched the Taco Bell commercial. Most of the commercials, I just tune out. But for whatever reason, I was locked into that. To that Taco Bell situation.
Kate McKinnon shouting at me about my phone service.
Yeah.
I enjoy Kate McKinnon, but I'm tired of seeing her on my television.
I agree. They get really repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the things that I enjoy watching. I enjoy about watching sports with my wife when she rarely does. Because she's seeing all the commercials that I see all the time for the first time. Because she's normally watching Bravo or Netflix or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what do you think about this? She's like, what? What's going on? What are these commercials? And then I do the same thing when I drop in and watch like a reality TV show every once in a while.
You see things in a new light.
It's like, how many female products are there? Oh, there's a lot.
A lot. Spoiler alert.
There's a lot. All right. A few more things coming at you on the other side, including an NFL hot take that may be too hot.
Whoa. Another one.
Yeah. This one's not even about Taco Bell either. So a couple more things to get through as we near 2 o'clock here on the Connor Happer Show, 1620 The Zone.